First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0.
Being the sole voice of reason in this crazy world can be a lonely gig. Dave Emery's Soapbox is a radio show in San Jose on KFJC-FM. Emery also has some pretty unpopular opinions regarding our government, but for reasons he'll explain, he's not too comfortable with the term conspiracy theorist.
I refer to myself as a journalistic step-up transformer. I take information that is on the public record already and that can be verified, and to make it more widely known.
So what we're going to be doing this evening is examining part of the history
of the influence that elements of our intelligence community have exerted on the news media. Specifically, we're going to be taking a look at the history of the
journalistic community's involvement with the Central Intelligence Agency.
We do have a very powerful government-controlled disinformation component in our media, and it keeps us misinformed about some of the most important aspects of our own governmental operations.
It's in our interest that there are people who are paying attention and from time to time raising their voices and their hands and saying, "Hey guys, we know what you're doing."
It was the alternative press that began to question racism, police brutality, Vietnam, the defense establishment, and the JFK assassination.
And if we're going to have an intelligent, democratic society with a small d, we need the right information, and I see my role as helping to bring that to the people.
Probably most people who subscribe wholeheartedly to various conspiracy theories believe that the rest of mainstream America are essentially being fooled.
Saturday on PNN, wacky hijinks with self-styled anti-fascist newsreader. See the hilarity and laughs ensue. Then later, watch Doc Pelzel naked on our live exclusive webcam. It's all tonight on KFC.
After dinner, the real entertainment began, often in another part of the complex.
Once again, the fierce tension of time at beautiful Dirk's Gut to relax from the pressures of the war. Here he is greeting Field Marshal Gary, who comes with news of further triumphs of the Luftwaffe. These films from the Luftwaffe show the German fighter planes secretly returning an American air raid over Bremerhaven.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, and crimes. Conspiracies, cover-ups, and crimes.
I would say about these conspiracy theorists, they may not have the right answers, but they're asking the right questions. I mean, it takes someone who society would label a kook, a paranoid, a nut.
You're about to get cut off.
To ask some basic fundamental questions about what's really going on and not just accepting at face value, what we get on the network news and the New York Times.
The New York Times of Tuesday, January 18th of the year 2000.
To me, that's the most disturbing thing. What these people say might be right.
Right, 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 right.
In fact, they don't have to be all right. I mean, if a little of what they say is right, sort of the whole house of cards comes tumbling down.
That's what I hate about the Gestapo. There's never one around when you need them.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, and crimes.
The Gestapo is back.
It's not a moment too soon. Conspiracies, cover-ups, and crimes.
By a secret intelligence agency who's surgically
built. Conspiracy and cover-ups and crimes.
Alrighty, after that somewhat elongated musical break, welcome back once again to the prepared portion. Now, before the break, we were talking about... the...
Smegma.
gave you a taste.
This is PNN.
Daniel, I'm standing here at the side of Highway 15. We did not actually have as many fatalities as we once thought. We initially reported 200 dead, then that was modified to 3 people dead. In fact, there are... we are getting reports now that there are no fatalities. That's right, no fatalities and no injuries, if we are to believe that. The freeway collapse, which mysteriously became a retaining wall collapse, has now been called by Caltrans spin doctors a pothole, or, if you will, a growing death trap of doom. We have Dirk Tackhammer here, who agreed to speak with us under the condition of anonymity. Dirk, how big is this hideous pothole?
Meh.
And, is this a dangerous pothole that may suck up large children or houses as it extends its deadly reach until all life as we know it is a meaty, rotting stew of death and decay in the belly of what we now realize is genetically designed road-eating monsters escape from government labs?
Meh.
Wear and tear caused by secret government vehicles carrying certain things you cannot speak about openly for fear of your life or the lives of those you love and cherish most?
Meh.
Has this caused any major traffic problems? Any snarls and any traffic accidents in recent memory that involve perhaps a large numbers of people burning to death and large and enormous fireballs rising majestically into the sky, visible for miles around, inciting panic in the local populace, resulting in rioting and looting that then need to be quelled by drastic police action?
Mo?
So there you have it, Daniel. Evidence of a major cover-up to take place here on Highway 18 later this month. This is Miles Gumblatt reporting from Highway 18 in the North Bay.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hey, thank you very much for your call.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hey, thank you very much for your call.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hey, thank you very much for your call.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hey, thank you very much for your call.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hey, thank you very much for your call.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hey, thank you very much for your call.
One other thing in the news that is interesting is that Les Aspin, the Secretary of Defense, declares the end of the Star Wars program. 10 years and nearly $30 billion after President Reagan declared his vision of a leak-proof shield against Soviet nuclear attack, the Strategic Defense Initiative, or Star Wars program, is officially dead. Thank God for that. Defense Secretary Les Aspin said yesterday the Clinton administration will press ahead with work on anti-missile weapons by improving, for example, the Patriot missile used during the Gulf War. But the centerpiece of the Reagan program, weapons in space, is being relegated to small-scale research. Today we are here to observe another point of passage, which is the end of the Star Wars era, Aspin told a press conference yesterday. The defense secretary said the administration will still ask Congress to approve the $3.8 billion for anti-missile programs in the 1994 budget, $2.5 billion less than President Bush had proposed, but he declined to discuss 1995 and beyond. I'm glad to see it. Boy, if you're glad to see the end of this nonsense about Star Wars, please call. We railed against it at the time that it was proposed by Ronald Reagan. It's $30 billion in research down the drain. And here, this 10 years and nearly $30 billion later. Now they're scuttling the program, which was no good in the first place. No good in the first place. I said it at the time, and I said it all during the last 10 years, and here we are 10 years later, 30 billion dollars forward.
Hey, thank you very much.
And we've got to give this up.
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray.
I'm so pleased. Glad to see it. Thank goodness. Happy to see you doing.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Hey, thank you very much for your call.
Misguided, crazy, insane individual. You ought to get some help all the time and vomiting. Sir, you ought to open your damn eyes. You are a disgusting creature. Disgusting to the hilt. And hateful and prejudiced. You are a ridiculous human being.
End of message.
Back to the singing career. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Line opens. 2 minutes left. We got our rip. What city calling from line two?
Oh, I'm calling from San Jose, Dave.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening for quite a few years now. I guess basically my question is, how do we know that you're not contaminated by all this information that you're in constant exposure to?
Contaminated in what sense?
Well, they might have gotten to you.
Well, you know, that's something you have to determine for yourself.
Well, how do I do that?
Well, that's a decision that I think you have to make, and you have to decide whether or not I show evidence of being corrupted by the intelligence community. I tell I wish I had the money.
I think you do. I think you are corrupted.
Well, that's news to me, caller.
Well.
Line three, what city calling from? And line one, what city calling from? Hello. Line one, what city calling from?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, and you're on the air. And we're almost out of time.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think what he does is more important than how he looks.
Sounds like you must be calling from Dallas, Texas. And we got an open line. Good evening, line one. What city calling from?
Oh, yes, I'm calling from Milpitas there, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's good to talk to you. I just have a minute here. I have to cooperate most of what you say. It's you know, a lot of people out there might think some of this stuff's really fantastical or not know to take it seriously, but I'm telling you that having spent 15 years myself in various agencies and so forth, that I can definitely... Hold on 1 minute, please.
Sure.
Sorry about that. That's my wife. You know, she doesn't like me listening to this show, but so I'd like to ask you about Odessa Scorsese.
Scorsese,
I'm sorry.
Scorsese is a director. Scorsese is also a director of sorts, but that of Odessa. Go ahead.
That's very interesting. That's funny. Odessa. The Bush family, I believe, has a tie to Scorsese.
I'm not aware of a direct Bush family tie, but they certainly, the Bush family has historical ties to the financial and industrial underpinnings of the Third Reich, and George Bush Sr. Certainly had ties to the Galen Organization and the ABN Milieu through, we're getting a lot of background noise there. I don't know.
I'm sorry, I have to, hold on, let me just...
Yeah, if you're Anyway, as far as Bush Sr., he certainly is part of the political milieu of Otto Scorer, He's certainly part of a political milieu that also incorporates...
What is milieu? What's milieu?
A social and political... an environment of social or... social and political...
I'm sorry.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Alviso. Hello. Hello. Line one. Are you there? Hello. Well, not anymore, he isn't. Hello. 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 Are you messing with your radio? Anyway, you're about to get cut off. Did you have anything else to say? Hello? Hello? Line one. Are you there? Line one. Hello? Hello? Line one. Hello. Anyway, that's it for that. Anyway. Nope. Enough. We lost him. Bush and Scorzini are certainly part of the same milieu. My favorite word. See, there just aren't a lot of good synonyms for the word milieu. That's why I use it so often. But I think if you looked in the definition, if you looked in a dictionary, it would say a or something, associations. Anyway, it's an associational network. And Bush and Otto Scorzini in the Odessa network are part of the same milieu. That's one of the reasons why in 59 I went into the old material.
Well, I got myself a bunch of Taco Bell. I put hot sauce on the taco and then I ate it up. Oh, and then I ate a taco, then a burrito, and then I had some churros too. For $5.99, I had a good time. You could go there too.
All I'm saying is that there are some things beyond the ken of mortal man that shouldn't be tampered with. We don't know everything, Andy. There's plenty going on right now in the Twilight Zone that we don't know anything about, and I think we ought to stay clear.
Joe. We're getting into some kind of dimensional time vortex in front of us.
We're doing it spontaneously here.
So what it is we're on the same, my roommate and I had the same kind of phone, so we're on the same signal.
Eccentric, almost crazy, obsessive type. Shut up. And I had to spell it.
Tried to get it out and I did.
And some of them pretty wild. And some of them almost plausible. You don't really know. It's his desperate attempt to sort of alert everyone to, you know, what's really going on. He's searching for himself, you see. He's had some stuff erased out of his memory banks, and he's been psychologically messed with by some kind of, you know, CIA thing. Who knows? One imagines it's that kind of organization.
The question is, can we trust what he says?
Thank you.
Blueberry, huh? Hey, your boys really blew this one. The Midnight Star, a mere 116.57 carats. The DeLong Ruby, 100.32 carats. You getting all this, fellas?
I know you're thorough, buddy. Have you missed anything?
Yeah, like engraved emerald, 87.64 carats.
Wait a minute, Jack. Tell your friend Arnie where it was. Waste paper basket, you dummy, the one you had your foot on!
You guys can search my place anytime.
Except I wish you'd learn to put things back where you found them.
We brought up the garbage dump. Hey, Alan, what do you think it's going to cost us to get out of this mess, huh?
Hell, I don't know. Probably hasn't got.
You mean if we don't sell the crystal diamond 15.37 carats? Why, look here. The Star of India, 563.35 carats. 0.35 carats?
Jack, you know what we should do? We should fence the small stuff. But don't bother coming by, because we ain't got it on.
Hey, you know those guys who were standing at us? Well, we lost them.
Jack, you want to get those boys in trouble?
You may start your message now.
Fringe of your consciousness, flooding your awareness with bold new waves of sound, sweeping you inexorably toward grand new vistas of being.
The National Cynical Network. National Cynical Network.
Oops, here we go. Line two, what city calling from?
San Jose.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering, are you familiar with anything related to the secret,
Turn on your radio caller, because we're getting some feedback. Feedback.
Okay.
Feedback.
With any of the,
Caller, you got to turn down your radio. We're getting feedback.
No, I just turned it down.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Feedback. I'm wondering if you're familiar with,
Let's take advantage of the phone-in session tonight, because there ain't going to be none for a long, long, long time. Good evening, line one. What city calling from?
Palo Alto.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Emery, do you think George W. Bush is homosexual, bestiality? Your comments, your thoughts, please.
There is a book called The Franklin Cover-Up, which discusses child molestation rings, both heterosexual and homosexual, within the Republican Party and some of the eyewitness accounts at some of these parties, but that's the elder George W. Bush. As far as the younger George Bush, there are no eyewitness accounts of him actually engaging in any of those activities. Anybody's guess?
I suspect with his daughter's precocious activities, inappropriate for someone of his means. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, sir. Line one, what city calling from?
This is Don from Alviso.
Yes, sir.
I just wondered when you became so full of shit.
Well, actually, that is an editorial comment that I'm not going to comment on, and which is a violation of FCC regs. However, it is, of course, by the way, that is improper language and is not sanctioned by KFC. Sounds like we have some registered Republicans listening in this evening, judging from the editorial content of that particular call. And having said same, let's get the tape recorder going. Good evening, line one. What city are you calling from?
Oh, hello, Dave. I'm calling from Milpitas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, two questions. First one is, have you been smoking great, huge amounts of marijuana?
Not in the recent past. Why?
Well, some of your theories are so absurd as to make me laugh.
And first of all, how many times have you listened to the show?
Oh, I've listened for years, actually.
It's great
entertainment to me and my friends.
Well, I'd have to say, caller, that if you find this entertaining, Then I envy you because I don't. Line one, or line two, what city calling from? Asshole. People should not sit by and let what is going to take place take place. People have asked me what I think is going to happen. Well, basically, I have been convinced for many years that this country and this world are going fascist. That's why I may have... I cannot quote it verbatim off the top of my head, but it'll be like where Rome was forecast as going by Mark Antony when he said, quote, "And the citizens shall become so familiar with death and the instruments of war that mothers shall but laugh to see their babes halved before their eyes." Yes, indeedy. That is where we're a-going. Going to take a short musical break, and then we'll be taking your phone calls up till 10 o'clock next week, for sure. We're going to take a musical break, and then your phone calls going up to 10 o'clock. I'm going to be going back to the old format. Take advantage of the phone-in session this evening, because we're going to be back to the new old format beginning next week. When, I can't even read. Dave Wolman is going to be coming in. I believe that's why when you get to be an old expletive-deleted like I am, it gets harder to read things.
This work is getting more and more dangerous every day.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
The preceding program has been episode 41 of Midnight Voice Jail. That's spelled V-O-I-C-E-J-A-I-L. And has been entitled, quote, "Conspiracies, Cover-ups, and Crimes," unquote. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco, that is N-A-R-C-O, and the National Cynical Network. The FAQ, that's an acronym commonly found in the internet milieu, meaning, quote, "frequently asked questions," unquote. The FAQ for a list for this series can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail. The National Cynical Network home site is at www.nationalcynical.com. Stay tuned or check this station's program listings for information on when the next episode will air. For any further questions or comments, write the National Cynical Network at voicejail@yahoo.com. Till next time, this has not been Dave Emery saying thanks to all voice jailers, although I hold no brief on voice jailers, everywhere. Good night.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.